Here we go again, Tuesday morning, May 11th. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. All the best stuff all over again for your listening enjoyment. Medina Spirit is the new Lance Armstrong of the sports world. You won't believe the excuses for the doping scandal hitting the horse race world. We celebrated Eric Burdon's birthday today. Hit the phones to hear the food you would eat every day if you could. We donned our cheap sunglasses for song stories today, previewed the Philly 500 and some hijinks which may be involved in that. We heard about a Skynyrd heist and played Snake Oil once again. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
He puts that, you know, now normally it would be a huh, but yeah. he puts a CH in front of him. He said a huh.
To the Jewish faith.
Is that, that yes. was, yeah, that's Axl Rose is Jewish? Yes, yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't realize that. All right. Rose. What's wrong right with here? Your, oh, I have no idea.
I'll say it for you, Dave. Okay. It's Roseman.
Oh, I was
going to
go.
Axl Roseman.
I was going to go Rosenstein.
Someone switched up. No, that's right.
Now
someone,
I'm back. Okay,
yeah, here we go. Someone switched up the wiring on those two microphones.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I don't want to hang on a second.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Look at
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, weird.
Yeah, someone screwed with the wiring. I have absolutely no idea why.
Oh, well, that seems normal.
All right.
You're out, Dave. See ya.
All right, that's it. You're done.
I'll just move to the center.
All right. Well, now we got the microphones working. Let me tell you, it is 46 degrees outside. A sunny and cool day. A passing afternoon shower is possible. We'll get up to about 63 degrees. We were discussing this in the studio yesterday about Medina Spirit and how are they going to solve the money that got bet on this.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
They don't at all. What happens is what was the other horse? Mandaloon. Mandaloon is the horse that came in second.
Okay.
All right. So Medina Spirit's owners would have to let go of the money, sure. And it would go to Mandaloon okay. if they find that Medina Spirit was drugged. Right. They're using the trainer Bob Moffitt.
Baffert.
Baffert. Yeah. Okay. He's claiming that what happened was someone working in the stalls had taken cough syrup. And then whizzed on the straw that was in the horse's stall. The horse ate that straw.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Right.
This is way worse than, I swear, Mom, it's my allergies.
Yeah.
That's why my eyes are red.
Later on this morning, we'll have words from, I hear Medina Spirit himself. Is going to be claiming. Is it a he or her?
It's a horse, John.
It's a horse. All right. Well, anyway, they're going to have a press conference. There's statements to be made.
Oh, good.
Okay,
we'll get answers.
You know, but basically, they would have to give up the $282,871,557 it's going to be hard to cough over. All right. So, but if you bet on Mandaloon. Well, congratulations. You're not getting anything. We do have Medina Spirit. He's about to do his press conference.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak for myself. I got a couple of things to say. First off, whoa, Nelly. Everyone asking, am I drugged up? Nay. Secondly, maybe they want to get the test results before the race. I'm not jacked up, I'm not on the juice, crack is whack, meth is death. You think it's easy to be a racehorse? I literally have a guy riding my ass all day. I heard Soup and Sandwich was eating brownies before the race. He came in dead last. Did you ask him any questions? Now you got it straight from the horse's mouth. Give me back to my stall.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I just noticed while we were playing the Georgia Satellites that it's Eric Burdon's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Burdon of Eric Burdon and the Animals, of the Animals, of Eric Burdon and War, that Eric Burdon. And there was a conversation that we had with him years ago because there was a story. I remember when we were doing Breakfast of the Beatles that there was a story that Eric Burdon was the Eggman. So when we had him on, I asked him, are you the Eggman?
Well, there are many things that you can do with an egg.
But there is a story that John Lennon, that there was a time that your nickname was Eggs or something like that.
Okay, yes. It's a terrible thing.
That's a very emotional story.
Anyway, my name is, as early as I was at school, was Eggs, was my nickname. E.B., okay? That's the English rhyming thing.
Right.
And John knew that, and he was always egging me on.
I see.
And so it got into that song.
So in fact, you are the Eggman.
Yeah. I draw a bit of Walrus, because the Walrus doesn't fall off the wall.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So today is National Eat What You Want Day.
Okay.
Yay!
That made it a much better day already, didn't it?
Yes.
All right. So the question, I have this for everybody. I want to open it to the audience as well. 215-263-WMGK. All right. If you could, what food would you eat daily? And I'm going to ask you to eliminate pizza.
Okay.
Which, as we all know, is the perfect food. Because you get everything. You get your dairy products, you get your vegetables, you get your starch. Everything, a pizza is as perfect a food can possibly be. But everybody would say pizza, so let's move on. All right? What is it that you would eat? Like, in my wife's case, I know for a fact. It would be hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
She is the queen of burgers. She will eat a burger anywhere. You know,
that's my go-to when I'm out.
No, it's her go-to everywhere. Now she blames a lot of it on Harley because Harley doesn't eat all that much because he's old,
mm-hmm.
but he'll always eat hamburger.
Attaboy.
So she's always making a hamburger. She goes, "Oh, I'm getting for Harley." Yeah, I realize you ate 3/4 of that hamburger. Have you noticed that?
Is he picky? Like if you put pickles on it, will he eat it all?
No. He's got to have just his burger, his American cheese, and his potato bread.
Oh, nice. He's like Wimpy from Popeye.
Yes, exactly. All right, but one thing. It doesn't have to be. It could be a dessert. You want it to be ice cream. It could be ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it is.
I think
every day.
I think for me it would be sushi.
Sushi,
actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's not something that you really make yourself at home.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When you go out, it's expensive.
Right.
I just had snap your fingers and make it appear, it'd be sushi.
Right.
It's healthy.
Okay. All right.
Balances out all the beer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you get all of that mercury. All right.
Well,
Steve,
since pizza's out.
Pizza's out.
Boy, this is so Philly of me.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go all in, Homer. Come on, Homer.
Give me a cheesesteak from Steve's.
Wait.
Cheesesteak.
All right. Cindy?
This doesn't have to be like the only thing I eat, right?
No, you would eat this every day. If you could eat one thing every day, right, what would that thing be?
Flourless chocolate cake.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh. You know, like a gluten, it could be gluten-free even, not that I care, but, you know, like a nice, heavy hunk of chocolate cake.
Okay. All right. It's Italian bread.
Oh.
Italian bread.
You and your bread fetish.
Yeah. I'm an absolute bread junkie.
Yep. Any kind
of
bread. Right,
really, but it's, yeah. but Italian bread, and especially, and not this wimpy, the soft Italian bread.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hate it.
Thick
crust. It's got to have
chewy
crunch.
Center.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
You know, it's got to have crunch. It's got to have a chewy center. It's got to be worthless the next day. That's what makes great Italian bread.
Got to struggle with those first few strokes with the knife.
Right, especially when you get to the end of it.
It's like wood.
Yeah.
You got to get that line.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Dogs love that. they love that. Cut that up in little pieces.
Oh,
this is a great crunch.
Yep.
So what is it for you, folks? All right, it is National Eat What You Want Day. If you could eat one thing daily, and we're ruling out pizza, what would that thing be? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is Frank Beard's birthday from ZZ Top. Frank Beard, the guy in ZZ Top that doesn't have a beard. But You know, look, any band who's been at it a long time, you can only play so many of your new songs when you do a show. And then you got to do the hits, you got to do the deep tracks, the songs that people know and love. And Frank says, well, a lot of times they're lucky to get out of town if they leave cheap sunglasses off the list. Here's Frank.
Unfortunately, you've got so many songs that you have to do, or the audience, they'll let you know that they're disappointed. One tour, we didn't do cheap sunglasses, and we got a lot of flack back through the fan club and email and stuff like that. There's only so many slots that we can put new stuff in, so when we do a new record, we listen and we try to pick out three or four or five songs that we think will fit in with the show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I had a proposition made to me yesterday by a listener.
Okay.
Right. You know, well, you know, we've got the Memorial Day's coming. We've got the Philly 500 coming. And we want you to, you know, vote for the songs that you believe belong in the 500. Okay. And there always is an option for a write-in vote. And every year we always campaign for, you know, it doesn't have to be Stairway to Heaven.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with voting for Stairway to Heaven, but there's no one's going to grade you. No one's going to come to your house and go, you didn't vote for Stairway to Heaven for being the number one song, right? But this guy's proposing, what if we came up with a really out there song?
Sure.
Right, you know, what's the song about the guy who dies in the mine?
Twilight Zone.
No.
Brandy by Looking Glass.
No. But that might be the one. And he says, why don't you come up with a song and get everybody to vote for it and see how high it can make it on the list?
I love it.
Right? Bill would be really pissed.
He would be.
That's why I love it. That's what makes it so good.
We're so evil.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Russian notice means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
When I first read the story yesterday, it seemed like it was like some homeless guy, but they've pinned down who it is. What I'm talking about is cops are on the lookout for a simple man by the name of William James Walker. Walker stands accused of stealing around $12,000 worth of Skynyrd memorabilia. See why I went with the simple man.
I see.
Thing
is he currently free as a bird, John?
As a matter of fact, he is.
Yep.
Free. He is a free bird right now. And, you know, the cops are willing to give him three steps and step back with all the equipment. No, basically, make a long story short, as a lot of stuff that they were about to, that they donated for the Jimmy Van Zandt Cancer Benefit in Middleburg.
All right.
And this guy made off with the truck that had all of this stuff in it. It's like $12,000 worth of stuff, but it would raise so much more money in an auction. There's a Les Paul that was signed by the late Bush Trucks, Greg Allman, Brian Howe, and a host of others. A lot of this stuff is keepsakes and irreplaceable, right? Because, well, you know, the cops are going to see them, and, you know, they don't want to take out their Saturday Night Special. So.
I was bracing for that.
I didn't go for one more.
I knew there was one more. There always is.
Man, that last one, that smell, John.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Today is National Eat What You Want Day. And we put the question out there. We got a whole bunch of people lined up who want to get on the air. Basically, if there was one thing you could eat every day, right? It wouldn't be the only thing, but if you were going to eat one thing every day, what would that one thing be? We said rule out pizza because it's America's favorite food. I mean, everybody, you never turn down pizza. It's pizza. It could be just walked in the door. It could be yesterday's pizza. You will eat pizza time and time again. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect food, right? But what would it be for you? The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve. Get us started, all right? It's National Eat What You Want Day. If you could eat one thing every day, it's not the only thing, but this is something you would have every day, what would that thing be?
Hands down, broccoli rabe.
Really? Wow. Now, do you want the olive oil and the garlic, or any way is fine with you?
Any way is fine, John. I could eat it morning, noon, or night. I'm
serious. There's a sour man. Nick, what about yourself? What is it that you would eat every day?
Hey, my wife makes me these giant salads, and the following morning I have major blowouts. It's awesome. Best thing in the world for you.
Thanks so much for sharing, Dr. Oz.
I was hungry.
Dawn.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right. One thing you would eat, you could have it every day. What would it be?
Nachos.
Nachos. Now, do you want the true nachos, the individual, you know, little triangles with cheese and stuff on them, or do you want that big pile of nachos?
Big pile. Come on.
Give me the supreme.
See, I'm kind of with ever. I think most days a week, I'll get home and I'll open like the snack cabinet and there's a bag of Tostitos and I'll just put a couple in my mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can modify it.
Lois, what are you going with?
Any kind of potatoes. I love them.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. What is your favorite?
Great side.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, is it a fry? Is it mashed?
Ronnie, so what your favorite potato?
Probably mashed, I guess, is probably. But, I mean, like baked, any of them. Like, I could eat them for all three meals.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Wayne, what about yourself? What are you going for? One thing you could eat every single day.
Paschetti.
He says paschetti.
I think so.
Okay.
Are you 4 years old, Wayne?
No, I'm 61.
Oh, we were joking. We knew you weren't four. Thanks, man. Paschetti.
Troy.
I can eat pie every single day.
Pie.
Go to pie. Which one?
Any pie. I'm half Pennsylvania Dutch. They'll take your card away if you don't.
Oh, so you like shoe fly.
Shoe fly. Funny cake is my favorite.
Okay.
All right. Sean, what about yourself? What is the one thing that you could eat every single day?
It would have to be a sourdough BLT.
A sourdough BLT?
A little bit of everything.
This is the first person who's come through with sandwich.
I haven't had a BLT in ages.
We have them regularly.
Yeah, when tomato season comes around, we're big BLT fans. All the time.
Right. Easy to make, cheap. It's great.
Yeah.
You know? As a matter of fact, usually have two.
Damn right.
That's how I get this size. Tom.
Marciano's cheesesteak bread.
Cheesesteak bread.
Okay. Cheesesteak bread is the greatest roll out there.
What's cheesesteak bread, though? I think he's talking about this thing is, let me get this straight. Is it the bread that they use to make a cheesesteak with, or is it kind of like the Italian things, like almost a stromboli, cheesesteak bread?
Take your Italian bread that you like.
Yeah, okay. It's like pepperoni bread.
Okay. Oh, wow. Where from, Tom?
Marciano's on Umbria Street in Manayunk.
Taylor! I need a pickup.
I think I know where we're going for lunch.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
There is something, speaking of winning, and there is something that we do, a challenge that we put together here on the show every once in a while that we call the Snake Oil Challenge. Snake oil, for those of you who don't know, if you've never encountered the snake oil phrase, snake oil is like this sort of elixir that people would make up, especially like in Old West days. It was usually like castor oil or some kind of oil with, you know, coyote urine in it or something like that. It did nothing. It really did nothing at all, but it could cure everything. And, you know, and these guys would go from town to town selling it. It was snake oil salesmen. And we've decided to call this thing the Snake Oil Challenge. This is where we put a bunch of topics into our Hat of Destiny, and we each pull out two of them, and that becomes a product.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our job to turn that into a 30-second commercial.
Right.
And we have to do it cold, live, right here, right on the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you guys are ready, let me bring the Hat of Destiny over. All right.
Yeah.
Grab two.
All right.
You got two?
Yeah.
All right. You grab two. All right. Two.
All righty.
And I got two. All right. All right. Okay, Steve, you're going to start?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
Shovel.
Shovel. All right.
Secret.
All right.
Ooh.
Shovel.
Wow.
Secret.
Be morbid.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
No.
That's the whole point.
Right. You have 30 seconds, a 30-second commercial on whatever you decide that product is going to be. Here you go. Your time begins now.
Well, in these trying times, have you ever needed to get rid of something, but it's out there in the open, but you do have that secret shovel that you need to get rid of whatever your problem was? Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a wife. Maybe it was something you don't want your wife to see. Buy this secret shovel, $19.99. You call this number, 215-263-WMGK. We have the secret shovel. Get rid of all your problems out back, out front, to the side yard. Secret shovel. You need it. 215-263-WMGK.
All right. Well, there was.
Did you just advocate murder?
Listen, along the fact
you got to do what you got to do.
Along the fact that
it is going to be a secret.
We're just started getting calls for secret shovel. You have secret shovel?
$19.99.
Hop on it.
I've got a Venmo. At Steve Vassalotti Venmo.
If you believe that Steve is the best commercial this morning for snake oil and his secret shovel, text 1 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. What'd you get, Dave?
Oh, let's take a look here. First one, dirty.
Right.
Second one, ladder. That would have been easy. Don't even have to explain that.
Dirty ladder?
Dirty ladder. All right. Yes.
All right. Call in the next 20 minutes. You can also get a dirty ladder with your secret shovel.
Are you going to start with you in these trying times
you
also?
You know I am, John. Okay. That's the way, of the world right now.
Well, your time begins now.
Okay. In these trying times, have you found yourself not needing a stairway to heaven, but a stairway to who knows where? Well, Dirty Ladder is your ticket to that trip. And all it takes is one step behind the beaded curtain, and you'll find the dirty ladder, which could lead down to who knows where. Is it? Are you going down into a grave? Are you going down into an underground sex party? You'll never know, but roll the dice. Come on over to Dave's backyard. Find that dirty ladder. Take a trip underground, and you'll never return home, probably. Dirty ladder. Buy it today.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
You coming over?
No.
No?
Nope. I'm going to keep my secret shovel.
Give you a secret shovel?
Don't need a dirty ladder.
Dirty ladder. Now, if you think Dave did the best job, text 2 to MGK, MGK. One for Steve and his secret shovel.
Yep.
Two for Dave and his dirty ladder. Yes. And let me see what I got. I've got phone paw.
Phone paw?
Phone paw.
P-A-W?
P-A-W.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Phone paw. All right. There you go. In these trying times, if you're a person like me who has, well, ham hands. Maybe they're just impossible to use on a phone. Well, then you need PhonePaw. PhonePaw enables to slim down your hands and make things even easier for you to dial. You want to text somebody? Now all of a sudden it starts to make sense because you're not using those big paws of yours. You're using PhonePaw, and you could have one for $9.95, cheaper than a shovel, cheaper than a ladder, ladies and gentlemen. It is PhonePaw, and it can be yours.
All right. Wow.
Those were some of the creepiest products we've ever done. I'm still not convinced when any does. It's just creepy.
And if you believe that PhonePaw is the best product out there, just text 3 to MGK, MGK.
That's, is that like Frampaw?
See, right, it's like Frampaw? No. PhonePaw, right? Secret shovel and what?
Dirty ladder.
Dirty ladder. All right. So it's one for secret shovel, two for dirty ladder, three for phone paw. Just text.
I have a feeling Bill's going to ask us
MGK.
To use the, right. the secret shovel to bury this.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
Well, Dave.
Yes.
According to our listeners, they don't want a dirty ladder.
Yeah, it was too dirty.
They don't want a phone call.
Not the right audience.
Way.
It seems that secret shovel.
Wow, man.
Is the product that our listeners want.
I ordered one.
I should. You get two if you order in the next 20 minutes.
Yep,
right?
Yep, exactly.
And just send it to your Venmo address.
Yeah. At Steve Vassalotti. I think that's my Venmo. At Steve Vassalotti.
I'll be happy when the FCC shows up and arrests you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.